bring it to the mic to settle it. Come bring back Father Time and Cash. Cash and Father Time, they gon' bring it to you raw. That sex, money, crime, real, recognize real. So the streets on every line with real interviews with niggas that did the time. Cash bringing you the fire and time keep you cool. Got relationship advice, so ladies is welcome too. When you're done, 9 to 5 and then them kids put in bed. Turn that TV up quick, hit the radio instead. For that number one blog talk, G shit is all talk. Start up your phone, leave remotes for them car talk. Can't forget them hits that keep your seats bopping with underground music to keep your cheap rocking. We got music, love, and everything real from the G across the nation. Hit against the bill when you're done for the day and you're ready to unwind. Tune in, get it live. That's it.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio, the Shaboy Cast. I'm chilling with my man, Father Time. Father Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
You know how we do it, networking, politicking, like we always do about this time.
That's so.
It's a bad day, hell.
Yeah, I'm working on the motherfucking stream as we speak.
Yeah, me, you and me both. This motherfucker, yeah. Did something terrible. Did a flip mode on us. I mean, we got to say something. We can't just keep saying, oh, wow.
What?
Okay, bro. Yeah, the videos you wanted to share. I'm trying to get them right, but the one about the chick where she was talking about the men. I'm trying to start with that one, but right now I'm kind of, you know, in between trying to get this, that, and the other done. So can you elaborate on it a little more?
Well, while you work on that, man, let's touch on the Migos thing. Now, did you see the video?
When he got shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You actually saw the video.
Yeah, I saw the video. Everybody in the world has seen it by now.
Well, now, when you looked at... what the fuck? All right, we ain't streaming tonight, man. It's just... I have no idea on what the fuck is going on. This is crazy. But yeah, I didn't actually see him get shot. I really couldn't make out what was going on in the video. But now they saying that is Jay Prince's son, right?
Yeah.
How they want to be, you know, gangsters and all of that shit.
Yeah.
So this is my thing. I don't understand how when you got money like that, why do you do stupid-ass shit, man? I mean, this dude want to be so gangster. I guess he want to be like, I mean, they say his daddy was a straight-up gangster. I don't know. I didn't hear a whole lot of stories about him growing up. But, I mean, he's supposed to be well-respected and all of that.
You didn't hear about Jay Prince?
I mean, I know he was, you know, the owner of Rap-A-Lot Records and all of that, but, I mean, I don't know his history.
Shit, he was Suge Knight before Suge Knight came out.
Well, see, I don't know all of that. But my thing is, if I'm rich and I have a son, he's not going to grow up the way I did. You know what I'm saying? Let's say you one of those dudes that's straight from the street. All you know is the streets. You make it big in the record industry. You have kids. Your kids ain't going to grow up in the projects. They going to grow up with silver spoons in their mouth.
Okay.
So if you're growing up with a silver spoon in your mouth, why would you want to be a so-called tough guy, gangster? Why? I'm not understanding that. That makes absolutely no sense to me. You know what I'm saying?
I guess you got to look at it in the sense of shit. I mean, what did he grow up seeing?
I'm pretty sure he didn't grow up seeing the streets.
I mean, you got some people that just don't grow up. I mean, no matter how much money they got, they still going to incorporate the streets into their life. Do we got any callers? I mean, is anybody on the thing? Because my thing is...
No.
No,
it's just us. What? It's remarkable to me, man, how you could just throw your life. And then did you see this dude, this motherfucker, he actually, did you see his video?
When he got to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Why would you even do that, man?
Feel like
you didn't kill one of they. That's stupid, though, man. That's asking for trouble.
Yeah,
that's flat out asking for somebody to come and see you.
I guess the question is, did anything happen to him? I mean, that's the question. Like, you know, I can't, because, I mean, if you get away with it, you got away with it. He can always say, hey, motherfucker talking about, if I go to Atlanta, this, that, and that going to happen. I was just in Atlanta. This shit happened to me.
During true that. Hey, what's up, Janine? True that.
Hey,
what's going on, sweetheart?
Nothing much.
But at the same time, yeah, man, you asking for trouble, man. You know, did
I'm
he really share
not.
His location? Did he really share his location? Was you just talking?
I can't even answer that. I don't know. But
that's what
I
I'm saying. Now think about this, man. That dude was beloved in Atlanta. Beloved in Atlanta. They loved him in Atlanta. And you had something to do with his murder. And you come to Atlanta and you actually tell motherfuckers where you at. Somebody gonna come and see you. Somebody loved him that much to come and see you.
Well, apparently they didn't. Well, I ain't gonna say they didn't love him. I'm just saying, apparently didn't nobody go see him.
I don't think they knew where he was at.
Would you tell him where you was at?
He said he did.
I'm saying, would you?
No, I wouldn't. Me personally, hell no. I'm not even going there. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going nowhere near there.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm pretty sure he got shooters on his team.
I don't know, man. Like I said, it's one of those situations where, you know, I'm going to poke the bear.
What you mean?
I mean, everybody kept saying he better not show up in Atlanta. He show up in Atlanta, this is that gonna happen. Well, I'm gonna poke the bear. But I showed up in Atlanta, and nothing happened.
You a bad motherfucker, man. Man, I, what's going on with you, Janine? Janine, you still here? Damn.
Say she here, but she ain't talking. Okay. Oh, y'all almost couldn't hear me. I'm sorry. Y'all almost couldn't hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I hear you now.
Okay.
It was a bad night. I mean, the internet just ain't working right tonight.
Oh, the internet
mine
ain't working.
Mine still ain't working.
Man,
I can't even log on.
What the fuck? I got a streaming. We streaming, but...
Okay.
My StreamYard ain't going. So we're not on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Or YouTube.
I can't even get Internet Explorer to open up.
Yeah, it's a shock. But they keep telling me something went wrong, but they saying it's them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's been nothing been going on. I had asked what y'all was talking about because I didn't know who y'all was talking about.
The Amigos.
Oh, that the one that got killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were saying that the dude that supposedly, allegedly, we don't know. Jay Prince's son. What is it, Jay Prince Jr. and Jazz Prince?
Yep.
Ain't that their name?
Yeah.
They was told that they better not come to Atlanta. Well, during Takeoff's funeral, Jay Prince, I'm not even sure if it's Jay Prince Jr. or Jazz. I don't know which one it was. But he was like, I'm in Atlanta, you know, like he was pumping the situation.
Okay.
So, I mean, like I said, it wasn't the brightest thing to do, but now that he's back home, what's the first thing to come out your mouth? Shit, I went there and the motherfucker didn't do shit to me.
But that don't mean they knew you was there.
Yeah, and like Thomas said, it was a good chance that he might not have been there.
Right. He could have just been saying it.
So, I don't know.
I don't either, man. I'm still working on the stream.
I told you I got the stream going.
Oh, for Gainesville?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, shit. I'm down here laying on my motherfucking back.
I should have told you that three times.
I thought you was talking about Facebook.
No. I just said that's the one that ain't working.
All right. What? I fuck with this shit at a later date. All right, so which one, I wish we had the audio from,
I'm trying. Okay, I got one. I'm going to cue it up now. This is the one where I guess she was talking about the men. Oh, finna chew it up, see if I can get it to play.
Alright.
Maybe it will, maybe it won't. This is, man, this is horrible.
Yeah, it's just one of those, one of those days, man.
Is it raining outside? Is it windy? What the hell is going on?
I know, we just had a big ass fucking snowstorm. They talk about light snow. Shit, ain't nothing light about that snow out there. Nothing light about it.
Yeah,
I don't know what
light,
y'all talking
Minnesota.
About. Yeah, man, Minnesota, boy. The weather ain't no joke. None whatsoever. Hey, let me tell y'all this, man, while you're working on that, man. 2 years ago, I used to drive the baby. Well, not 3 years ago, I used to drive the baby bus, right? It's a bus with the high school girls that got babies. They got kids. You know, they have a...
First of all, why they got their own bus?
I mean, they traveling with kids. I mean, you know, babies.
So what, they bringing
the
kids to school?
Bus, on a regular bus.
They bringing the kids to school?
Yeah. Yeah, they take the kids to school with them.
And where the kids go? They got a daycare at the school or something?
Yeah, they got a daycare inside the school.
Okay.
So they drop the kids off and go to class or whatever.
All right.
But it was this Mexican girl on there, right? She was 17.
Uh-huh.
And she already had 3 kids on the bus with her at 17, right?
Uh-huh.
So I used to talk to the girl all the time. You know, she would tell me how she can't get any help from her mother. She lives with her mother, but her mother won't help her with the kids or none of that. She's, you know,
okay.
She say her mom, like, you know, you had them, you take care of them and all of that. I'm not taking care of no kids and none of that shit, right?
Right.
I thought that was kind of fucked up. But, you know.
No, it ain't, but go ahead.
Okay, well, we gonna touch on that when I get done, because I
right,
think that's
right.
Fucked up. But. But anyway, I saw her Monday. At the preschool, I drop off at the preschool, and I guess she was dropping the kids off or whatever.
Okay.
She got 5 kids now.
Exactly.
I'm
and
looking
on,
like
that was just 2 years ago, but she having babies every year.
Every year. Well, she had 4, and she was pregnant.
Right.
So that would make number 5. And she like 19. She can't be no more than 20. 20 with 5 kids? Now, I don't know if they got all the same daddies or whatever. I don't know that part. That's a lot of kids for 20 years old.
It is.
Why should her mother be helping her when she ain't learned her lesson? Because I am sure that she been trying to talk to her, tell her, you know, and that's helping her. And if you can't even listen, you done had the second kid, then you had the third kid. Then you had, you know, you think I'm supposed to sit here and watch all your kids so you can keep popping out new babies?
Well, I understand that part. I get it. But, I mean, come on, give me a little help. That's a little bit.
That is helping her. Didn't you say she still live with her mama?
Well, she was living with her mama 3 years ago. I don't know if she live with her mama now.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about then. At that time, she was living
with
her mama.
Yeah, she was still living with her mama.
Okay, so that was helping her. because she could have been out on the street, but she wasn't. She had a place to live. I'm sure her mama was paying the bills just like she normally would. So that is helping her. The kids had a roof over their head. They wasn't homeless.
But whether
she's supposed to be babysitting and all that stuff, no. No. That is not how that works.
I'm not saying babysitting, but I'm saying, Mom, okay, if you at home, can you just watch them so I can go to school? I ain't got the love to get to school.
Hell, where's she going to school? Shit.
Well, that was at least 3 days she skipped. She had already had 3 babies, so I know she skipped at least 3 times.
Right.
Unless she was getting down into school. All right, man, let me ask, as a father, man, as a grandfather, would you help out your daughter, man? Or would you be more on Janine's side? Where would you be at?
I think in the beginning I would, but even like she said, it gets to a breaking point. You keep on doing the same shit, man. And it's like, what lesson is you learning? All you learning is that, oh, he'll do it.
Right. Because my thing is, how do we know if the mama wasn't helping her at first?
Right. We don't even know.
I don't know.
Mama
she just
job.
Said her
mama might have a job for herself.
Right.
You
so her mama could have been helping her for the first one.
Well, she was saying back when I was driving the baby bus. She was saying her mama wasn't helping her at all.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
but we
that
also
point
talking
is
about
what
a,
I'm
we
saying.
Also talking about a 17-year-old kid who think if you don't get him a pair of Jordans that you the worst person in the world.
Probably.
But by that time, that was her third. She was on her third job, right?
Yep.
By the time when she was telling you that is what I'm saying. So how do we know that the
mama
didn't help
three.
Her? That's what I'm saying. So we don't really know if the mama was helping her with the first one. But then when she kept seeing, she kept having more and more babies, she was like, you on your own. It could have went that way. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it could have. But my thing was, you got 5 now. Learn your fucking lesson. That's a gang of fucking kids at 20. You ain't even married or nothing.
Hold on.
What's up? He sounded like one of the guests. Live radio. He said, hold on. Sound like some shit Butter used to do. Hold on, y'all. This is live radio. We can't hold on. You hold on. But you ready? So Janine, you telling me you're not going to help your daughter with nothing?
I was
Let's
saying,
say after,
like,
after the third kid, you're just completely done.
Yeah. Initially, I'm not going to say I wouldn't help at all, but you would have to show me that you trying to finish school and that you trying to do something more with your life. And if you just, you know, all you want to do is sit around, have babies, and live off of me, no. No, 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 no.
But she was
that
trying.
That's not going to work.
She was trying to finish. She was taking the kids to school with her. So she was definitely trying to finish. I don't
know
if she finished or not.
That's good. But she didn't learn her lesson is what I'm saying. You continue to make things harder for yourself by having these babies. But you want everybody else. And that's the whole thing. with some of these kids. You want somebody else to help you. Did nobody make you do what you did but you? But why is it everybody else's responsibility to help you? Everybody wants services. Everybody thinks the service, you know, people supposed to help them. It's always somebody else supposed to help you when you get into a situation, but you got into a situation yourself. Didn't nobody help you get into the situation? They didn't have fun with you, shit. I'm sure all of us would like to just have fun.
The baby daddy had some fun.
I'm sure he had some fun.
I guess. All right, we got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one, and I'll bring you in. 563-999-3059 for everybody out there in internet land. You want to call in the show and let your voice be heard? 563-999-3059. And for most of you people, you got to push. You got to put that one first. 1-563-999-3059. I know everybody didn't go to horse pass, so I had to put that out there. By none graduates.
Because, I mean, I had a daughter, you know, I had a child in high school, and my mother watched my daughter while I went to school.
See, that's what I'm saying. So, see, you had help. She said her mom didn't help her at all.
What I'm saying is I only had the one child in high school. All I'm saying is if I would have had, like, after that first child at 15, and then I had another child at 16, and then another child at 17, no, my mom wouldn't have been helping me. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you. She wouldn't have continued to help me. She wouldn't have continued to help me because she would have been like, you're not learning anything by me helping you, is what I'm saying. All this doing is allowing you to go do what you choose to do, but you causing more stress on me. I was only obligated to raise my child. I'm not obligated to raise the grandkids, too. Yeah, I might want to see my grandkids and things like that, but we're not obligated to raise them.
I agree with that 100%. But just like we as kids needed help, our kids need help too. We can't just turn our back on them. Our mama didn't turn their back on us.
And to me, that's not turning your back. Because turning your back is she could have got kicked out the house. There could have been worse circumstances that she could have been in with them three kids. So her mother didn't turn her back on her because she was still allowing her to live there with those kids.
Well, by law, she can't just put the girl only 17. She can't just put her out.
Actually, she can.
Man.
Yes, she sure can. I know that for a fact. Shit. Yes, they sure can. That's why I said her mother was helping her more than she just realized her mama was helping her, because her mama didn't have to let her stay there if she really didn't want to. These kids don't appreciate nothing.
That I agree with 100%. But, I mean, you know, mamas don't usually put their daughters out. They'll put their son out in a heartbeat. But they don't normally put their daughters out.
Shit.
It takes a lot. It takes a whole lot.
No, it don't.
I think when it comes to the sons, yeah, they'll put you out in a fucking heartbeat. But when it comes to them girls, it's just like fathers, single fathers,
mm-hmm.
will put their son out in a heartbeat. But it take a whole lot to put that girl out.
That's what I'm saying. Now, if you said fathers, yeah, but the mother, shit. Let that girl come in there talking shit like she run the house and she finna try to fight her. That little girl be the fuck up out of there.
Yeah, for a day or two, but then they let them right back
shit.
In.
Yeah, all right. Well, what kids you didn't watch?
Not for no son. But now, see, we got more people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one, and we'll bring you
in.
Yeah,
you're on your own tonight. I have no internet.
The stream off too?
I'm checking now.
Well, that's all right. This is exactly how we started. Day one was just like this. No stream, nothing. This is just like the very first show, which was horrible.
Oh,
you ever listen to that first show, man?
No, we deleted it.
No, it's still on there, man. The very, very first show. It's still on there. You should go back and listen to it, man.
No, I don't want to.
I mean, it was only an hour long. But it's been leaps and bounds compared to that the very first one. Janine, I don't think you was on the very first one.
No, maybe not.
I think you showed up like fourth or fifth. Somewhere up in there. With that very first one, it was me, you. Your boy Big was on there. Wick was on the first one.
I just remember it being all over the place.
Yeah, man. You could tell. You could tell them motherfuckers didn't know what the hell they was doing.
Yeah, we streaming, but he say he can't hear nobody talking but me.
Wow.
Gonna make for a very sad show.
I don't know what's going on with my laptop. I can't get none to open up on my laptop. I can't get Internet Explorer to open up. I can't get Google to open up. Chrome, nothing. I shouldn't have did that update. That's what it was. Now I got to go back and take the update off. It just jacked up everything. But man, I wish we could have. Then I'm gonna play this video from my phone.
Okay.
And tell me if you can hear it. Because I think those females had some, some of the stuff they was talking about was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them actually made sense. So let me see if I can find one. Can you hear that?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
This is horrible.
Steve, you can do good things for people. Sometimes they act like they don't remember.
I did this one for you, dog.
Turn on you like an animal. You can do wonderful things and do one thing wrong, and they'll forget every good thing you.
Wow, man, my phone won't even work.
Importantly, you have to get to a point where you are not afraid if she walks away from you. The reality is that men, especially good men, get caught up in the fear of losing her. They do everything in their power to keep her, not realizing that now, rather than losing her, you're losing yourself. Society is always telling women, know your worth, know your worth, know your worth. But we act like men aren't supposed to.
Y'all agree with that? I think every man should know his worth.
I think everybody's supposed to know their worth.
Yeah, but, you know, when you're in a relationship, most dudes, they kind of go away from what they like to do to make sure the woman is happy. But at the same time, you don't always get, that's not always reciprocated.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because some women just don't give a fuck.
But I think it goes, I think that's for both, because sometimes women don't get things reciprocated either. So I think it depends on, you know, each relationship. I just think everybody needs to know their worth.
All right, I got another one.
I think that's part with y'all, you know, as men, because, you know, I don't think that's the woman's fault, though, that y'all have that fear. I don't know where that comes from.
Where what comes from?
That fear that y'all have. I don't know if that comes from, like a male and like a son and a mother's relationship, and it kind of, I feel like it kind of pours into your relationship with your significant other or your spouse, because you don't want to let them down, just like you don't want to, you want to please your mother.
Wow, I never thought about it like that. You always want to please your mother.
In most cases. In most cases, I mean, being young black males, in a lot of cases, that's all we got is our mothers.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. You want to please her. You don't want to let her down. But I'm just wondering, does that carry over into your relationship?
It does, because
is that why y'all fear not opening up and being and saying what y'all really want to say? I don't know. You know, I'm just wondering.
You know what? I don't think it's a fear. I don't think it's fair. I think it's just a simple fact that, I mean, this is the way that, it's not a fear. It's just the way that we were raised. And a lot of cases,
I mean, that's what the guy said in the video. I mean, that's what the guy said. Y'all fear talking to y'all women and telling them what y'all really want to know, because y'all fear them leaving. That's what he said in the video he just shared.
And fuck him.
I'm just saying that's what the video said.
I don't think I would use the word fear. I wouldn't use the word fear. I would just say, I would say, I think in some cases, fear may be a factor in it, but I think in a lot of cases, it's the way you were raised. Because, I mean, it's the way that you was raised, because you was raised to have, and believe it or not, a lot of us do have the utmost respect for women. It's not, you know, everybody don't look at women as bitches and hoes, especially somebody mm-hmm. that you love. You don't look at them
right.
as a bitch or a hoe. Now, the thing about it is that we put y'all on a pedestal. Now, with that being said, sometimes we may go overboard with this pedestal thing. Now, I think that could be a problem, and when we do, it's like, you know, we're taught respect women, you know, don't disrespect women, don't do this, don't do that. And we're taught that to almost to a fault. And it's like, okay, you got some people that, like, I smack a bitch in her face. Well, you see what they mama taught them, you know. But in most cases, motherfuckers like, you know, You talk to not, and then not to mention, you also talk like, show no emotion. Show none. We're not allowed to have emotion. We're not allowed to show you know, that we're hurt, that we can't, we're not allowed to show none of that. All we allow is, hey, if you fall, get up.
But are you afraid to ask for what you want? Because that's what he's saying. Some men don't even ask for what they want because they're too busy giving it to their woman, and they feel like they can't ask for what, like, it's not reciprocated. Like, women are not doing the same for men, but men feel like they got to do all this for women and not getting nothing in return. But I'm wondering, is that the woman's fault if you're not saying nothing? Like, if you giving it to the woman, you not saying, like, this is what I need from this relationship, or this is what...
It's not the woman's fault. But now, what I will say is that you have to look, as a man, you have to look deep in yourself and figure out, okay, what did this go wrong at? What did this go wrong inside of me? I can't blame you for the way I feel. You didn't raise me. So I can't say, Zadine, this is all your fault that I'm like this. No. Like I said, I got to look at myself and say, okay, where did I go? You know, in my upbringing, what did this go left? You know, now, would I say that some women prey on that? Yeah, not that,
yeah.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that women prey on that. Like, I had this one. I wanted to play it tonight, but like I said, I guess we on some bullshit tonight. I had this one where the woman said, if you pay with a credit card, you a broke-ass motherfucker. Like, wow, if you pay with a credit card, you a broke motherfucker. Because he not really paying for the date. The government paying for the date. He ain't paying shit.
What government? I still got to pay this credit card.
Now, hold on. I'm going to let you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing. But I believe the woman's mentality is getting worse and worse with each generation as far as what a man got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we were in what did they call them? The gold digger. We were in the gold digger.
Okay.
We were in the gold digger. But even then, the women acted like women. They knew they had to act like they had to act sexy. They had to do this. They had to do that to get what they wanted. They had to play the part. These motherfuckers straight calling you a bitch. You a bitch. You a bitch. Damn. And this motherfucker, man, going with that bullshit. Going with that bullshit. You still got this bitch? You still got her in your car? You still listening to her? You not better sit here and call me all kind of bitches and hoes and punk-ass motherfuckers because I ain't get your head done. You not. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I wish you would. But, I mean, like I said, I don't think, I can't blame you. Well, you know what I mean when I say you. I can't blame
you for
the choices that I'm making. But I got to look in myself and see, as my years as a little kid, adolescent, young, a teenager, a young adult, I got to see where this shit went wrong at in my life.
Right, because as a woman, I'm the type of person that, first of all, I'm the type of person, I'm a giving person anyway. So sometimes I just see something, I'm like, oh, shit. Or, like, I see some cologne that smell good, I smell it, oh, shit, I'm going to get this for him. I just think of stuff like that to do. Every woman ain't like that. So and just because she automatically don't get you something and then you don't say nothing, that don't mean that she wouldn't do it. Now I can see, okay, now if you ask and she be like, I ain't give your ass shit. You know, this ain't how this relationship go. Then you know what type of person she is. You see what I'm saying? But if you don't never ask, women don't think to, you know, just ask they out buying stuff or, you know, hell. They might spend all their money on their kids. You know, I mean, it could be different reasons, but that's all. I don't know. Sometimes you got to say what you want.
I agree. But then you also know we live in a time where a lot of motherfuckers, if he say, I want this, oh, he a bum-ass motherfucker. He always begging. Not to say, you know, I know what you saying,
right.
But you know a lot of women do say it. Oh, I can't believe it. I mean, shout out to Butter. But remember at one point in time when she was on the show, she was like, well, if he asking me for something, I don't think this is the perfect, this ain't the relationship for me. Damn, your man can't never ask you for nothing? Remember, she said if he asked for $10, he got to pay it back.
Well, but men should think about that. I mean, if she's showing you who she is, then that's who she is. And my thing is, you got to think about it. You know, men that are on top, like, you doing good, you got a good-ass job, you making good money, whatever. You know, whatever the situation is. There are always going to be circumstances that could happen where you're not at that same place 5 years from now or whatever. Are you going to have to worry about if she going to have your back? You know what I'm saying? If you got to worry about that because you thinking like, oh, shit, if I lose my job, this bitch gone. You know what I'm saying? Then she ain't the one. That's fucked up. That's what I'm saying. If you got to worry about that, that's fucked up.
Well, I mean, like I said, you got a lot of people that think like that, though. Like I said, I was told that before. Motherfucker, if you lose your job, you got 6 months. You don't have no job in 6 months. Yeah, I'm leaving. But you, at the time, you wasn't paying no bills in the house, but you was working every day.
Well, listen, I got another one. This is right along the lines of what we're talking about right now. I hope y'all can hear
okay.
this.
Okay. All right.
I'm a day boy. When you fail to provide everybody with a smiling face, then do not be surprised when they say all men do is take up space. And you are swiftly, most men will only experience unconditional love from their mothers, and some of us don't even get that. Most of us have never even felt appreciation or respect without conditions or hidden intentions. We don't know what it sounds like to hear, I see you, and I'm proud of you, I'm glad you're here. You really make a difference, yet the expectation is to constantly be displaying the strength and love that the world is hesitant in conveying. We're expected to have a thick skin but get judged if it turns to a hard shell. The first step in being a man is ignoring the hunger, because yes, boy, you're going to be starving. Starved of attention, starved of affirmation, starved of love, starved of being told that you are enough. Step two in being a man is comfortability with replaceability. You are only as good as you are useful. You are only as valuable as you are needed by others. Should there ever come a day, boy, where you fail to provide everybody with a smiling face, then do not be surprised when they say all men do is take up space. And you are swiftly, most men.
Y'all agree with that? I do.
I'm going to let Janine answer that one first.
Oh, goodness.
I think what he said.
This. I'm just going to say this. It's a different relationship when you with somebody because they want to be with you and not because they need you. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Because it seems like...
That has nothing to do with what man just said.
It do. Because he said, you know, like, unless the man, like, is offering something. Well, if I don't need you to take care of me, and I'm just with you because I love you and I just want to be with you, then you're not here just taking up space. You're here for a specific purpose, just like I'm here for a specific purpose, just because we love each other. I say if people start looking at each other like it's not about what I need from you, but that just wants you, it's going to look differently. That's all I'm saying. But go ahead.
I understand what he's saying. I understand what he's saying, but honestly, and as much as I hate to admit this, men are bitter too. We got some bitter men out there. And that one, it's some truth to what he said, but you also hear a lot of bitterness and resentfulness in what he's saying.
Because women, we know y'all want pussy, but we can't look at ourselves as if, well, shit, that's all he want. If I wouldn't give him no pussy, would he be with me? That's just like, it's almost like that's what he's saying. If I ain't got no pussy, am I just wasting space? Yeah.
All right, Janine, let me ask you a question. When you with a guy, do you let the guy drive? Or do you tell him to get on the passenger side?
Or drive the...
Drive.
You talking about drive the big car?
Yeah.
I mean, you can drive if you want to drive in.
Now, all right, listen to this one. I asked you that for a specific reason. Listen to what this guy says.
Okay.
You listen to Gene, I really want you to listen to this one. I want you to respond to what he say. I don't think you're going to agree, but let's see.
Women are so in their masculine that they don't know how to receive a masculine man. When a man steps to her in a masculine fashion like you just described, oh, you're controlling, when the reality is that's a moment for her to step into her femininity and receive that and let you drive. Many women, let's put it that way, don't know how to let a real man drive. This is how you're constantly stuck with clowns and crowns. The kings are slipping through your fingers. It's because kings, like yourself, are only going to settle with queens, and queens are the equivalent of the king, but she's the female, feminine version.
Yes, man.
See, that feminine, masculine thing is like a delicate dance.
Yeah.
And when a woman shows up masculine with a masculine man, it's always a clash. When a woman is feminine, she knows how to move and respond and flow with the masculinity of that man. And that's the woman that brings a king the kind of peace and rest that he's looking for.
You agree with that? You got to agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with what he said. All
right, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this? Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who is this?
Eric. This is Eric.
What's happening, Eric?
So I'm in a relationship, and the woman's kind of controlling a lot to the point where she orders my food. Now, I was advised by somebody. I was advised by somebody that, so I could have spoke up at that moment, but I didn't because I didn't want to cause a scene. And there's been a lot of clashes lately because of her controlling, like, you know, just attitude. Like, I mean, just what's your advice on that? Like, even, like, you know, being just that controlling.
Run!
Message received.
Man, you stand your ground. You don't run no motherfucking well. Shit. You tell her dick dry this car. Sit your ass down. Shit.
Nah, but it's kind of wild though, because I mean, it's like I get this total freedom, but like certain things you just try to control all the time.
Yeah, now,
like
now that did a thing. I would have had to speak up. As soon as she said, and he would have whoa. Don't do that. And even if I wanted what she was finna order, I'm ordering something different just to tell. You don't run that. No. I'm going to have to duck. No. I don't even like ducks. I'm going to eat duck today.
You lost your damn mind. You want some duck.
Hell yeah. You better brought me that big ass duck. What the fuck is this? I will eat this duck just to prove the point.
But part of it, I feel like it was my fault, though, saying because I allowed her to do things early in the relationship where she was just buying me stuff for no reason. And, you know, I felt a certain type of way about her just buying me random stuff. When I mean stuff, it'd be shit like a Nike tracksuit, which that's cool. I don't care, like, as long as the color's right, but that's cool, but, like, some bathroom rug, shower curtains, like bed linen, like it was like stuff just coming, but I never said anything. So it got to the point where we sit down to have a meal, and now she's ordering my food, and I'm like, damn, did I just fuck this up? Like, let it lead all the way to this point.
Well, now you also got to look at like she ain't no drug dealer.
No, she's not a drug dealer. Nope.
No, okay.
Nah.
You got to look at their line of work, man. You also got to look at the line of work that they do. Because, you know, some people, you know, they line of work kind of makes them be, you know, like they got to take charge. So a lot of times, not knowingly, they don't know how to cut that off. So, I mean, it's up to you. I mean, if you feel like you can deal with the situation, it's up to you to tell her, hey, turn that shit off. You know what I'm saying? I ain't one of your people who at work. I'm going to fuck how much money you make.
I feel you. But that's the other issue, though.
Car.
Yeah. But that's the other issue, though. She told me her line of work was one thing, but she does another thing. Now, granted, it's still in the same field, but her line of work isn't what she told me, so she lied about it. So, but she still got this controlling attitude. Well, not, I mean, she's a nice person, but she just has, like, this controlling, like, personality. You know, with you have to control everything. But you lying to me about what you do for a living.
So what is too much when you buy somebody something? So I guess that's the thing, because that was kind of what we was just talking about. Like, you know, some women don't even look out to buy their man nothing. So it's like you got that one scenario, but then you got the other side. Okay, well, she doing too much. So where's the even ground? Like, when is it too much and when is it not enough?
I answer that. Too much is when you have no control over shit, when you can't control what the fuck you getting. I mean, ain't nothing wrong. Like you said, she bought a Nike tracksuit or whatever the situation was. All right, that's cool. But when you tell me that I can't wear my motherfucking loafers or my Jordans no more, you know, if I want to put my flip-flops on, oh, you can't wear that. Well, I put a T-shirt on, oh, no, you need to go put that polo shirt. No, bitch, you got to go sit your ass down. You know, tell me what the fuck I can wear. Now, I like the stuff that you buy me, and when I feel when it's an appropriate time for me to wear it, I wear it. But other than that, nah, you're not going to tell me I got to wear this shit, I got to wear that. Nah, hell no.
It's not controlling.
Yeah, I just text you, man.
Stand for. You know what?
Go ahead, Eric. What would you say about?
Oh, no. So it's not controlling from that standpoint where she's telling me what to wear. But I feel like it can lead to that point. You know what I'm saying? If I don't say anything. Now, granted, I said something later after dinner about her ordering my food. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, she received it, you know. But I feel like it's just a part of her personality. I mean, but yeah.
But how did she receive it? Like, did she feel some type of way? Did she get angry? Or was she just like, oh, okay, I didn't mean to offend or something like that?
The latter part. She didn't mean to offend me or, you know, she was, because she said, you know, she told me, like, you know, I'm a mother. So, like, that kind of kicked in. You know what I'm saying? So she just did it. But, I mean, but my mom wouldn't even, like, order my food. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
But you know what, man? What? I can see that. I can see that one. I mean, because, you know, motherfuckers, if okay, but motherfucker got a motherly type attitude. They, what's up, Peaceful? I see you over here. If they got a motherly type attitude, they have a tendency of kind of doing certain things, which in some cases can be cute, but then you gotta limit it to what they can do. You know what I'm saying? You gotta limit it like right off the bat. Like the food ordering, yeah, you order my food, but please don't do that again. Please don't.
Well, Eric, you can't compare her.
Hey, what the fuck did I just tell you?
Now, Eric, you can't compare her to our mother. Our mother is on a different, she's on a different spiritual realm.
Nah, I feel you.
Than everybody else.
Nah, I'm just saying, man, like, I didn't see situations where the mama, she's still cutting up the boys' food. They 16, 17, they still get their steaks cut.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's a lot wrong with that. Shit. Motherfucking getting their steaks cut up. Motherfucker. Hey, man, boy, you don't get the fuck out of this kitchen. What's wrong with you? And the mother, hey, Eric, the motherfucker stood there like, hey, why the steak ain't cut? I did it on purpose. All right. You better not touch that steak. That motherfucker better cut that steak up his goddamn self. That motherfucker stood right there. Man, you get your punk ass on up out of here.
No, it ain't that deep. I mean, but it is getting to the point where it's just starting to get annoying. So that's why I said something about it. And like, just, you know,
you gotta nip that in the bud, man. I mean, like I said, ain't nothing wrong with them buying stuff or nothing like that, man. Mm-hmm. But when they trying to do, you know, you who you are, you stay who you are. I mean, unless you feel that's a change for the better, but then you like, oh, man, fuck that. Don't do it.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
And walk away with your Nike jogger suit on like, fuck you, bitch.
I'm talking about, like, I mean, there's been so much more shit she bought me, like, since then. Like, just clothes and fuck. I'm like, okay,
I went true about the bathroom shit. Now, unless you type of like to decorate your own shit. You see, me, that motherfucker, I'm not. Up there, and I'll be done with it. So, I welcome that. Come on, yeah. Hey, there you go. Go ahead. Put me in the game, coach. But now, as far as all that other shit, now, I mean, but now, okay, now I got to ask this question, man, since we're simply right here. Do she try to dominate the bedroom?
No, actually, no. No. Yeah. That's the one that surprised me.
He pulled his pants up. Oh, no. Hell no. Hell no. Sometimes, I mean, you know, sometimes you gotta give them a little something though, man. You gotta let them win sometimes. You gotta, you know, let them be in control a little bit. You know, don't let it get overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? I think that most men, we try to get the a lot of men try to over control shit. You know. Hey, I can tell the motherfucker what you're wearing, how your hair is, and all that shit. You know, that's too much. If you act, that's just my personal opinion. That's too motherfucking much. We ain't got to try to control all that. But shit, you stand on what you stand on, and shit, if she can't handle that, then, hey, like I said, get them new Jordans out of it, then get the fuck on.
I hear you.
Hey, like I said, get some Jordans.
I'm not that type of person. I really like go out, make my own money, and get it for myself.
I get you. I understand that to the fullest, man. Trust me, I'm that type of, like, I want this, but I don't want to ask nobody for this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be trying to get this shit, man. Motherfucker be acting funny, man. Yeah, my mind would go 100 different ways. It would. If my mind, I know me. My mind would go 100 different ways. Sometimes you just gotta let that person, You just gotta let that person in and let her and see what they're about. I mean, you ain't gotta let her be in lock, stock, and bond, but just let them in and see what they're about.
But I mean, are you saying like you think I should let her feel like she's needed per se? Because I want her to feel like she's needed. Man, that sounds bad when I think about it. When I say it.
But now, you know what? It's not that she's needed. Like, look here. I can do this without you. I'd rather do it with you. I can do it without you. And that ain't even an issue. I can do it without you.
Okay.
But I'd rather do this shit with you.
I got you.
That way it won't be no bullshit behind it. You know, I don't need you just like you don't need me.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
You know, hey, look, I love, want, desire, crave you. But I don't need you. Just like I know you don't need me. You can make it in this world without me, just like I know I can make it in this world without you. But, hey, we put our shit together, we can make it in this world together. And be happy.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell talking
about. I mean, you ain't got to say it like that, though. I don't need you. You know, just say it in a different way.
Nah. I mean, we just rap. But, nah, you ain't got to. You never let them feel like you never let them feel like fuck you. But, God damn it, you stand there. Never let them feel like fuck you. But make sure they know you standing 10 toes down.
I got you.
And if she loves you like that, dog, she gonna even if she ain't understanding everything that you saying, she gonna respect it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not here to I will never understand the way a woman thinks totally. They'll never understand the way we think totally. And in some instances, you just gotta say, all right, I'm gonna give you the benefit of a doubt. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt that you know what you're talking about. especially if I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. Hell, all I can do is go on what she said. But then she got to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I don't mean to cut you off, man, but do me a favor and stop your stream.
I did stop it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I was going to say,
continue on.
The stream was enough when I looked at it, so I went ahead and called in from the number.
Yeah, I think I'm back up. Oh, no, as far as the stream go, man, we ain't even streaming no more.
Okay.
No, I got
might
it going.
Say next week.
I got it going.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually,
so
my internet done pop back on, too, so.
Shit.
A little bit too late now, some of the bitches.
All right, we good to go now.
All right, well.
Now, I was off for a second, but my man, let me tell you something, man. If she ordered your food for you and all of that, just run, man. Just leave. It's not that serious.
Why would you tell that man that?
I mean, why would you? I'm not understanding, man. Why would you want to be with somebody that's controlling like that, man? You think men got it bad? She sounds like she a handful.
But I mean, I'm saying, why he just can't talk to her? Tell her, nah, that ain't what you do.
Apparently, she ain't trying to hear that.
That was a first.
Well, no,
I mean,
she received it. I feel like she received it.
He said she apologized.
So. Like, I mean, granted, that just happened, like, what was that, Monday? It just happened on Monday. Yeah, so I talked to her about it, like, on Tuesday about it. Like, I mean, like, somebody advised me I could have said something right then and there when she tried to order the food.
You should have.
Yeah,
you should
have. Yeah, but I mean, but it already happened, so I couldn't do anything about it except for, like, talk to her. You know, like later about it. So I did that, and I feel like she received it, and she understood, and she felt bad about it. Like she was telling me, like, oh, I didn't mean to do it that way, and then that's what I was saying about, like, how her motherly instinct kind of kicked in, and she felt like, oh, you just eat this because it's clean and all this other stuff, you know, like whatever. But I feel like she received it. So I mean, I see where it goes from here.
Well, do me a favor, man. Take her out to dinner tomorrow, and then call back next week and let us know if she ordered your food again.
Okay.
That's how you know if she received it or not.
No, see, he got you trying to play mind games with it and all that. Nah, that ain't what you do, man. Don't be sitting there like, okay, I'm finna be scouring the room. What can I do to see what the fuck she going? Nah, don't do that. You don't fuck yourself then. Then you ain't getting no more jobs. Hell, I won't be looking at the guy to do shit. Motherfucker be looking good.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I feel like he be trying to impress me more than I'm trying to impress her. Like,
and you know what? That's probably what it could have been, man. She probably just wanted to try to impress you. She's not with that. She probably went the wrong way of doing it. But she probably was trying to impress you, though.
I got
you. Whoa. Now, hold on now. I got to play devil's advocate on that one.
You always
now, when y'all went to this restaurant, is this the first time y'all went out for dinner?
Out again.
Yeah, first time we went out for dinner. Yeah.
So this is the first time y'all went out to dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now let me ask you, dog, how the hell is she trying to impress him? She don't even know what the fuck he like. If this their first dinner and she ordered his food for him, how was that trying to impress him?
I mean, if you order a meal for somebody, What you trying to do?
I don't even
maybe
know what they
like,
so why would I order their food for?
Well, maybe she was trying to take a motherfucking educated guess. Like, okay, let's see if he don't like this. Shit.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Dog, you so one-sided.
Run for the hills, bro. Run for the hills. Don't look back.
Don't look back. Don't look back. Captain Cave, man.
No, the only thing I'm saying is because, like, all the stuff he's done before we went out to dinner. Like, granted, we went out to breakfast to, like, Denny's before and all this stuff, but, like, he never tried to order my food at Denny's. But the crazy thing is, I remember one time we went out to Denny's, we ordered the same thing. And maybe in her mind, oh, shit, we like the same thing. Like, I know what he likes. You know, like, and I feel like that's part of it. We went out to breakfast that one time. But, like, I feel like even her buying me this stuff, like, she feel like she just knows, I don't know why, but, like, she feel like she knows what I like. And she'll just go buy stuff. Like, I mean, most of the time what I mean, All right,
when you in the bedroom and she say, hey, bitch, come here. We know who she talking to.
And you probably missed that part, but she's not like that in the bedroom, though. So it's weird. Like part of me feels like it's just like this motherly type of thing, like, that she does. Like, she just got to do stuff. But at the same time, I just don't know how to make heads or tails of it. Because sometimes it goes a little bit too far.
You just let her know when she's going too far with it. That's all.
Yeah.
And you say she buys you stuff without you asking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then what's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying, man.
Don't
camp it. Don't come back.
Yeah, that was the thing that I was saying. Like, I felt like, it led up to, like, her buying me food, so. But, like, I mean, some of the stuff she bought was, like, bathroom stuff, shower curtains, rugs, you know, bedroom linen. But then she bought me, like, a track suit. Like, you know, like, okay, like, I mean, do I, you know, no, I don't want to give it back. You know, like.
No, don't give it back, man. I mean, you buy her stuff, right?
No, I haven't bought her anything. Nothing.
Why, is she still buying your stuff?
Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I haven't bought her anything.
How long you been dating her? Like, how long has it been since you first met her?
Oh, September 15th.
Oh, you remember that day exactly.
So it's only been 2 months, really.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it just hit 2 months. Yeah.
Okay, another question for you, dog. How'd you meet her?
I met her at the jazz picture.
Say Black Planet.
No. I didn't even know Black Planet was still open. But anyway.
Right.
Nah. I met at the jazz kitchen. Yeah.
All right, so.
That's a jazz, it's a restaurant. But she was singing, right?
Yep, she was a vocalist. Yep, she was singing.
Yep. She got some pipes.
Oh, yeah, I mean, she was. Huh?
I said, oh, she got some pipes, too.
Yeah. Yep, she got some pipes.
Man, fuck the time, I'm saying. Yeah, man, look here. Dude. Just set your ground rules and go from there. Now, if she ain't going to respect your ground rules, then, yeah, you need to probably walk away. But set your ground rules and go from there, man. I mean, don't sound like she a bad person. I mean, like, do you enjoy being in her company?
Oh, yeah. She's a great person. Yeah. Yeah, we have fun together.
Man, trust me. This motherfucker done had over 2,000 girlfriends. Don't listen to him.
Hey, man, I'm just saying, dog. I'm just saying. When your homies come over talking about, can you come outside? Don't be that motherfucker in the window.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's not like that. It's not like that, though. Like, well, I mean, it's still early, but, like, she's still cool. I mean, and then she works a lot because of her job. So, like, it's not like I see her that often. So, you know, like... So, I mean...
You know what type of person she is. She seems like the type of person that she feels guilty and she buys things out of guilt. Like... people that buy things because, like, I couldn't give you my time, so here, let me give you a gift.
Yeah, and that will
you know, like you said, because she work all the time and stuff like that,
yeah.
So dang, you know, I didn't miss, I ain't seen him in a week or whatever. Let me show him how much I missed him. And some people do that by gift.
Okay. Now, here's the $1 million
question.
You get
tired of it, send him my way.
Well, I don't. What I tell you, dog. You better listen to your boy. Now, here's a $1 million question, though. Does she come off like the jealous type?
Man, that's just kind of complicated right now because I would right now today I would say no. But it's
all
a
right,
lot
so
of unanswered questions.
Let me ask you. Let's just say you and her was out on a date. Y'all went out.
Mm-hmm.
The phone rung. You answer it. It's a female on the other line. She don't know who it is. You know, you may engage in this conversation for maybe 30 to 45 seconds. You say, well, you know what? I'm going to call you back. Let, you know. Bam. Do you think she'll get the inquiry who that was?
Well, she would ask me if she had. So, but it was never a problem. To my knowledge, anyway, it was never a problem.
I mean, I'm saying when she, I mean, was it a female? I mean, or was,
yeah,
it,
was a,
you know, oh, like, okay, let's just take for instance. What, I mean, was it like an ex or anything?
No, it was just a friend. Yeah, it was just a friend.
Okay, so when she asked, was it?
I mean,
I
did have sex with the girl, but we're friends now, though. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't.
Oh, that's your sister.
Yeah, she hit his ass with the Bismarck. Don't give me that.
it's ways to analyze that. Now, I mean, where? God, I hate trying to say that together. Where was y'all?
We're actually at our house. At our house.
Okay, yeah. So was it that? Hey, baby, who was that?
Like, she was up doing stuff, like moving around. I picked up the phone. But, I mean, she was still in, like, she could still see me. And then I picked up my phone. I talked, and I had it on speaker. And I talked, and then she kind of went away and did some stuff. And then I got off the phone. And then she came out, and she was like, oh, who's talking to you on the phone? And, you know, I just told her who it was. And she was cool with it. Like, it wasn't.
Oh, you even went speaker.
Yeah, I was on the speaker. Yeah.
How old are you, man? How old are you?
I'm 39.
Man, don't ever answer the phone at another female's house, man. It's another female on the phone, bruh. You just let that one go to voicemail. You
could have
set yourself
up
for a whole lot of problems. And you put on the speakerphone.
But I don't have anything to hide, though. Like, so.
All right, I'm gonna be reading about this motherfucker in the news.
No, like you, are you? I mean, he's single. He's with her. He ain't got no. He ain't got no nobody on. Fucking around. Why? I mean, why couldn't he answer the phone? I mean, he. Hey.
But why? Why? But why even open yourself up for that conversation? Because as soon as you hang the phone up, she gonna be all. Who was that? How you know her? How long you been knowing her? Y'all ever fuck? Why even set yourself up? Why set yourself up for that?
Hold on, Zama.
I cannot believe he's saying this when you go through your woman phone. So what is you talking about?
I don't do that no more.
Oh, you don't do that no more?
No, I don't do that. No, I ain't done that with this one I'm with now.
Not one
single time.
All
been
right.
Almost 2 years.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear.
Wait. You've been with her for almost 2 years now? Did you say that?
No, a year and a half. We met last August.
You and her have been a couple for a year and a half now.
No, not a couple. We dated, then we got into a relationship. But we dated for a year.
So you basically say you met her a year and a half ago.
Correct.
Okay.
But once again, why set yourself up for all those questions when you just could have let the phone go to voicemail?
Because
you didn't even have to answer.
It's a problem. But if it's a problem, I just walk away. You know what I'm saying? If it's that big of a deal, it's like, well, like if I can't have friends,
well,
then
let me ask you this:
problem.
Was it a big deal for her?
No, it wasn't. No.
All right, better sleep with one eye open. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's just not how some people do. I mean.
Okay, Jimmy, let me ask you.
Some people are just open and honest like that, and if we ain't got
shit to ask you.
Why I got to have in my own, you know, answer my phone?
You wouldn't have a problem with that? If me and you was dating,
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in your living room. Another female called me. I put her on speakerphone.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got a problem with that?
Nope. How the hell I'm supposed to know who you talking to? That could be your mama. All I know, shit.
You know damn well that ain't my mama.
It could be your cousin. It could be your sister. It could be, hell, it could be anybody.
But you gonna ask me about it, though, right?
Not really. Not necessarily. It depends on what's said. I think it would depend, like, you get to talking about, yeah, baby, I'm going to meet you up next week. And okay, that's a question. Who the hell is that? You about to go to their house and shit like that. But if you're just having a general conversation and there ain't nothing, you just talking, like having a friendly conversation with somebody, no, I'm not going to ask you nothing. You know what I might ask you? Why is you so loud and you see I'm trying to watch TV?
I mean, okay, so Tyma, I mean, you don't look at this as a plus. Like, if he's willing to answer the phone on speaker, apparently he wasn't worried about this girl or talk to her on speaker. He wasn't worried about this girl saying nothing that was out the way.
True.
So
yeah.
With that being said, she should.
Hey man, each his own, man. It's just something I wouldn't have done. I wouldn't have took that call. That's just me.
All right, I hear you, but I'm still asking you the question. You don't think that's a sign of trust?
Yeah, I think it's trust, but I think at the same time, that woman's gonna have a problem with it, but she ain't gonna say nothing. But it's always gonna be there. And I think just to save yourself from those kind of headaches, you just let it go to voicemail. Even though you know for a fact ain't nothing going on with this girl.
Yeah.
But But the other female, she may not see it like that. That's all I'm saying. I mean, that's just me. Everybody will handle that situation differently. Me, I wouldn't answer the call. I wouldn't answer the phone. I wouldn't.
So, in other words, let me just ask, is that a sign of showing fear?
No, that's not fear. To me, that's being smart. Because once again, why set yourself up for this conversation that you're about to have once you hang the phone up?
Okay, so let me say something, Father Sam, because that could also backfire. So if every time your phone ring around me and you never answer, I'm like, oh, who the fuck called this motherfucker that he can't never answer the phone while he around me? See, that's also backfire like
that's
that.
True. That's true, but in his situation, it's only been 2 months. It's brand new.
Right.
Now, we've been together 3-4 years. I'm going to answer the phone because you know ain't shit going on. But for him and her, they're brand new. They're only 2 months in.
So with that being said, she in a position where she really can't say shit anyway.
But to keep the confusion down, voicemail. That's all. I mean, hey, brother, you handle your business the way you see fit. Because at the end of the day, it's all on you. It's you and her. But I'm just saying, as an old dude, I wouldn't have took the call.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I didn't feel the need to, like, reject the call, though, only because, like granted, the relationship is brand new, and, like, I knew, like we said earlier, like, the girl that called, I mean, I knew she was going to talk about anything other than, like, you know, some shit that happened on, you know, whatever, like, Ray J and Princess or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? It was all goofy shit, you know what I'm saying, in the beginning. So it was nothing, but, like, it's still, like, the relationship's still brand new. It's like, I had friends before I met you. Like, do I cut my friends off? You know, female friends, per se. Because
I'm
going to
tell you like
now.
This. You cut the ones off. You cut the ones off that you know don't mean no good.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is that if they know you with her, they automatically know not to call. But if you with her and they got an attitude, oh, she act, I mean, bye, them the ones you cut off. Because your motherfucking homegirl, your homegirl don't understand. Your homegirl don't understand that, hey, you know, I'm with the chick. She might not be, you know, she, you know, let me get her to understand the situation. Yeah. Your homegirl gonna stay cool, but if you got one, oh, that motherfucker got you pussy with all that shit. That they had bitches on.
Nah, fair enough.
Well, let me ask you this, man.
Hold on.
Uh huh.
What's up, Issa?
Yo, I was just enjoying the show, man.
Bro, okay.
Listening. Just enjoying the show. I'm falling back. I'm on the road tonight. How everybody doing?
What's
we
up, bro?
Chilling, we chill. A lot of technical difficulties tonight.
But now, Eric, let me ask you a question. Now, you and her sitting there, and she did the same thing. Dude called her. And she talking to this motherfucker. Why you sitting there? You wouldn't have a problem with that.
No, I wouldn't. I mean,
I have all kind of problems with that, man. I'm not ashamed to say that. I will have all type of problems with that.
But
you're not
going
to talk to another motherfucker in front of me. No, hell no. You can at least take that shit in another room.
No, but if the conversation goes, like, you know, like, kind of left, you know, like, if he was like, hey, baby, what you doing? Can I come over tonight? All this other stuff. Say, yeah. That's a problem.
But it's too late. The other person didn't hear the conversation now. Now it's too late. So if you would have let it go to voicemail, you wouldn't be in that situation right now.
But okay, but if the situation didn't, if it wasn't no fit, okay, time. The dude called. She put the phone on the speaker. She has, they had the same conversation similar to what he said. Oh, did you see this, that, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
like, oh, well, yeah,
I
hear
you, man. I hate you. If it's on speakerphone, I feel you. But if that shit ain't on speakerphone, I got a problem.
Nice, CC.
I'm just saying, man.
Nice.
I mean, if it's on speakerphone, everybody can hear. I can hear y'all whole conversation. I ain't tripping.
Yeah, that's true.
But like
you
said, if you hear some shit you ain't supposed to hear, now it's a problem. Now she may be thinking whatever she thinking and put it on speakerphone. Well, baby, you can trust me. And then this motherfucker saying some slick shit that I can hear, and I know he being slick. I got a problem with that. Cause she
so
know
he
being slick too.
What would you do? I mean, well, if that happens, man, what do you do?
I'm gone. I'm ghost.
Okay.
We cool.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, we cool. You knew this was a slick motherfucker when you answered the phone. But now you're doing that shit to get my reaction.
That she knew this was a slick motherfucker. Oh, I
see. Hey, Janine, you know
just,
motherfucker
you,
men that slick. You know a slick
said,
motherfucker.
You just said she didn't know the motherfucker was going to say that.
But at the same time, you know, when you look at your call ID, or I don't know if I say this motherfucker liable to say any damn thing with his crazy ass. You know what type of motherfucker you be dealing with. You can't put everybody on speakerphone, and you know this.
So apparently, once again, you making a situation out of what didn't happen. Apparently, he knew.
I know that, man.
I'm ad-libbing, man. Exactly.
I'm flipping it.
You know, I flip shit. This man said he knew what the situation was, and it didn't happen.
I'm just fucking with him, man. Damn, calm down. I'm just fucking with you, dog.
Nah, you good.
It's all
cut
good.
Off.
Okay, I'm just fucking with you, man.
Ain't nobody gonna fuck with him. That's my brother. And he already know. I ain't gonna let nobody fuck with him, so. Okay.
I figured y'all knew each other when you said she was a singer, because he never once mentioned she was a singer. But I didn't want to say that.
Yes, that is my brother.
These motherfuckers know each other.
That
your brother,
is my
brother?
Brother, okay.
Or your
play
brother?
That's your real brother.
Right,
no,
that's your real brother, your play brother.
I don't have any play brothers. This is a real, true brother. We have the same mother.
Hey, man, I got to ask you a question.
Oh, here we go.
Ask him a question.
His name Eric, right?
Yeah, Eric.
Hey, Eric. How old is you? How old is you, brother?
39.
How did you survive 39 years being related to your crazy ass sister? I just want to know.
Man, she's the most beautiful person I know. Like, she always had my back. Like
she's supposed to.
But I mean, in my mind, she ain't crazy like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah, okay. So you built a special tolerance for her.
Nah, it don't special tolerance. I mean, she fucked with me as a kid. That's normal. But she always had my back. Like, I never had to worry. Like, especially if she was around, like, I mean, I don't know. She's one of the strongest people I know. So.
All right, hey, Eric, we get it, man.
We get it.
Yeah, we get it. You cut out all the sugarcoating, man. We got it.
He just said all the right
shit. He just telling the truth, okay?
Yeah, okay, your truth. Y'all not already had this conversation before he called in. Hey, look, make sure you tell him I'm a good person, beautiful person. I took care of you when you was little. doing this show 15 years. I ain't never heard this dude's voice. Now all of a sudden he calling with all his praise. Okay. I'm just saying.
I mean, she's personal. Like, and she's strong, too. Like, and she'll cut you with words, so.
She'll cut you with more than words from what I heard from.
I ain't talking about no stuff like that over the air. But.
Oh, so you know she that person.
No, I mean, she cool. She cool with me, like
he ain't cool with me. She don't like me, bro.
Peaceful, hey, Peaceful, let it go, man. He ain't gonna say nothing bad about his sister, bro.
I know.
Ain't gonna happen.
Fucking with the man.
shit, I gotta deal with on this damn show.
It's all over. And Janine, as his sister, you should be telling him to run.
Listen, he is a grown man, and he knows, you know, what he wants to do. I'm going to have his back regardless. Now, if she get out of pocket, I'm going to have to come see her. That's all that's going to happen.
Yeah, you're going to have to. He going to need your shoulder to cry on.
Really?
So you got his back, right?
Ain't be no crying.
He didn't even know how we was raised. He don't know how he was raised. We need to call Sister over here.
Yeah, for real.
Sister over here, so he can see how we was raised. Emotions don't run with us like that.
Yeah.
So, Janine, basically, you hold women accountable over your brother.
You know, I don't try to get involved unless I need to. If it gets to a point, then yeah, I'm gonna say something. I ain't gonna just let them get hurt. You know, I got a bunch of siblings. I ain't just gonna let them be hurting.
Okay, so you do got a heart.
Well, of course.
Could have surprised
you better sit down now. You know, like I said, you're only a couple years from McCain out here trying to scrap with these 40-year-olds. Fucked up to lose a fight to your brother's girlfriend. Now he gotta look at you like, how would you look at him, man? If your girl whooped her ass, how would you look at him? First of all, would you help your sister?
He jumping in. Yeah.
Who you helping? You jumping in, or you gonna let him go one on one?
Well, I mean, but I know Toxic though. Like, I mean, I know. Like, she'll hold it down on her own. You know what I mean? Like,
That ain't the question, bro. I know it's political season right now, but that ain't the question. Your girl and your sister got into it. I mean, they got to the point where they can ready to scrap. Who you helping?
I mean, my sister, no doubt. Like,
oh, okay.
I mean,
okay.
You're talking about 2 months versus, you know, like my entire life. 39 years versus 2 months.
You know what? That's a good question, though. So, Tama, who you helping?
I'm helping my sister.
What if your sister
all day, every day. But my sister can go, so I don't see too many females whooping up.
I'm just saying. What if your sister came in belligerently drunk? I mean, we hypothetically speaking, she literally go in and just start just going in on your girl and just haul off and smack her.
Oh, shit, that's a fucked up
scenario. I wouldn't let
him
fight, man. I wouldn't let him fight.
She's already smacked her.
I know, but sometimes you got to take one for the team. I'm going to nip it in the bud right then and there. I'm not even gonna let it get that far.
So you're gonna say, "Hey, baby, you're gonna have to take that one."
What?
Yeah.
Already
then my sister got to leave.
Shit, this team is disbanded because I ain't taking shit for the team.
See, there you have it. There you have it.
Look, we can apologize. We can apologize. All right,
everybody
later.
Took one for the team. Everybody done took one for the team.
Yeah. But I had to get
really,
so
one of my brothers could come hit my man, and I'm just supposed to be like, okay, baby.
You're supposed
take
to
one
break
for
it up.
Team. I break it up
you're
and just like,
all right,
baby, just let it go. Just take one for the team, and he's just supposed to be like, okay.
I'm not saying he gonna. What I'm saying is, me being a man, I can break two women up. You being a woman, you can't break two men up. So they probably gonna end up going at it anyway.
Dude, I done seen your sister whoop men. That shit throw your ass off that room.
For real. For real.
Damn,
hey,
you ain't
never seen her whoop me?
Yeah.
No.
It don't apply here. Yeah.
I'm trying to understand. GMO, you savage
your,
like that?
I done seen your sister get out. Now, on the love, on the strength that you her brother, nah, she wouldn't fuck you up. She ain't never tried to fight you back. But motherfucker done stole her, and you talking about, nah, dog. You ain't stopping. You
ain't
not stopping her that easy.
It was going to be easy, bro.
He wouldn't even see me anymore. Like, if my girl hit Janine, like, she wouldn't see me. Like, she's going after my girl, like, with all her might, and she's going to take her out. Like, I can't stop her. Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't even have to jump in and help because, I mean, she'll do it herself. So I'm like, fuck, I ain't about to break that up.
You can't hold your sister back, man?
Oh, fuck no.
Okay.
Not when she fucking.
You holding your sister
not
back.
Not when she fucking.
You not listening to what I'm saying, dog. You holding your sister back. But in the meantime, your sister done already swung on your girl. She's already connected. Your sister done punched the shit out your girl.
She
trying to get her again. Now, Tama, you just grabbed your sister. Now, let's just say you grabbed your sister like you got to go. You got to go. And your girl reach over and punch your sister back in the face. Who is she wrong?
No, she ain't wrong, but I mean if it get to that point, fuck it, may the best person win. Fuck it, I'm out. I'm done.
Move the fuck over. Move the fuck over.
Get the fuck out the way. Move.
The day you
apparently go. Y'all wanna fight.
Whoever may the best fighter win. I love
just
both of y'all at the end
my
of the
house.
Day.
Don't tell my house. Take that shit to the yard.
There you go. In the hallway or something.
Take that
but
shit
I mean,
to
if it
yard.
Came down to that, then she hit her and then she hit her back. I'm done with it. Fuck it. Ain't shit, I tried. But shit, they wanted to go, so I let them go. I'm just going to hug whoever lose.
Man. Oh, that's going to be a story to talk about. Now, let me ask a real question. Fellas, we all done been here. The side chick versus the main chick.
What's your question?
They get the throwing down. Who do you help?
I'm helping the main. That's the one I'm going home with, right? I'm helping whoever I'm going home with.
Honestly, you don't know who you're going home with in that type of situation.
Because 9 times out of 10, you ain't going home with either one of them. They both going to say, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at that point in time, I'm living with the main. I'm helping the main.
All right, you know what?
Then
we're going to
talk about it at the end of the day.
I heard a motherfucker say this, dog, and it's a joke, but I couldn't do nothing but laugh. Motherfucker told him, hey, do not fight over me. And they was like, well, why not? And he was like, because this is what's going to happen if y'all fight over me. I'm going to go home with the winner tonight, and I'm going to console the loser tomorrow. So don't fight.
That's a good answer. That's a good response.
Basically, you said, I'm still fuck with both of y'all in the long run.
Nah, I'm saying, it was just funny when he said it, like, hey, don't fight. I'm going to console the loser. I'm going to console the winner. I'm going to go on with the winner tonight. I'm going to console the loser tomorrow. But you know what, dog? If this is, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, it's one of those situations where you like, okay, if you okay, can I ask a couple of questions before I get my answer?
Go ahead.
Who asked the question? Peaceful. All right. Peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question number one. Is the side, as far as the side chick go, do she, I mean, do had the main chick ever heard about her? Or this is just all new?
This is all just pop out the blue. Just so happened, you was fucked up one morning. You ain't got your schedules crossed up and tied up. The main bitch been fucking up and the side bitch been one more time. But the side bitch come on. The side bitch come over to your crib when the main bitch was supposed to go to work, but the main bitch called off today. And you ain't no shit about it. So you just caught up. But they don't know shit about each other, but they start banging. Just up.
Yeah. Nah, I know y'all might not agree with me, but you gonna have to just let them bang. Because you ain't going to win it either way if you break that fight up.
I totally agree.
You just got to let them bang.
But now, are you and the main chick living together? Or is she just at your crib?
He just said they stayed up. He stayed at his crib.
Yeah, he was at home. Now, I'm speaking on facts, been there, done that. But I just wanted y'all to think.
Well, I'm helping the main one, man. You can always get another side chick.
That's the job for one.
I mean, hey, man. I got to do what I got to do. I ain't saying I'm going to hit her, but, you know, I might elbow her here, you know, push her.
Damn.
Make it look like I'm helping.
Cold bloody.
Baby, I was helping you. So I was helping you, right?
Some people can't even get a main bitch, so why y'all act like sad bitches is just a dime a dozen.
But they really are the quality men.
But now, hold on, y'all. Hold on, now. Cool. Well, all bullshit aside. Now, as a female on here, if I let y'all fight, what you going to do?
From that scenario that he said, which one am I? The main bitch or the side bitch?
Either one. I mean, you give me with both scenarios as a woman, both scenarios.
As the main bitch and another woman come over there, yeah, I'm fighting her own fight. And if you break it, I'm fighting her own. She ain't even got to fight nothing. Soon as she come in thinking I was gone or whatever, she getting fought on fight. But my thing is, because I'm already going to know what was going on. You was trying to do some shit because you thought I was going to be at work. So you wasn't even, you know, including me or nothing. You just like, well, wait till I go to work. Then you about to have some fun. Fuck that. So.
Hey, you know your brother on the phone, right?
Yeah, I know my brother on the phone.
Okay.
He real quiet.
No, I'm
already saying some
show.
Shit that he might not
I'm
know nothing about.
Show.
Like, what? Wait a minute, what you just
yeah,
said?
Yeah, no, it's cool. I mean, yeah.
He know.
But if I'm the side chick, because my thing is, okay, and then me and him And then I'm going to fight him, too. Then me and him going to get into it. So it's just about to be a blow-up if I'm the main chick. If I'm the sad chick, I'm not fighting nobody. I'm leaving.
Well, now, what if the main chick don't give you a chance to leave? You said on site.
If
the main chick is like you.
Okay, well, if she like me and she hit me, then, yeah, I'm a fighter. And then I'm not talking to him no more after that.
That sounds good.
What'd he do? He ain't do nothing wrong. He just got his days mixed up.
Well, then he should have been more prepared. He should have been a little bit more organized, and he should be understanding and knowing what the hell going on. It's a lot of shit he could have did.
Boy, y'all stupid.
So he did. It's his responsibility to make sure it's all clear. It's not mad. I don't live there. I don't know when she's there or not. So it's his responsibility to make it clear for me to come.
No, somebody just changed up the scenario. Now, I thought y'all said that they was living together already.
He said the main woman and him was living together. And that
the main chick was over there at his crib and spent the night and said she was going to work, but she called off. So the side chick came over. And he ain't know the main chick had called off work. So when the side chick had got there, you know what I'm saying? You just can't get on the phone and call the side chick and be like, hey, she called off today.
Well,
you can.
He should have been like, ain't you supposed to be at work? You late. What you still doing here?
That ain't no good scenario, because if she don't even live there, you ain't no main chick either. So, bitch, move out the way.
What you saying?
Nah, you ain't got to live with a woman for her to be your main woman.
You got y'all on that one.
You ain't got to be living with a woman for her to be your main woman.
Please.
How does that work?
Please.
Right.
How do I know?
Right. Hold on. If you're not living with her, she's your side girl, even though she's the main girl. In your mind, she's still a side piece.
I could be the main girl. The main girl, she the side piece then. If that's the case, how do you know if
this
neither one of us live with him?
This how you know when you the main chick to me. Who got his own crib. You get a key.
Well, you didn't say nothing about who got a key or not.
Y'all baby Miss Marley. Marley, what's happening?
Hey, damn, what's going on?
What's up, Marley? But now hold on, y'all. Everybody hold on for a second. I need to get this together. Okay, Janine, you're saying that if I have a girlfriend and we don't live together, she's not my main. We have to live together in order for her to be my main girl? Is that what you're
saying?
I'm not saying that.
That's
what I thought you were saying.
What makes her your main girl versus me, if that's the case? What is the difference? Just because you saying she your main girl and I'm the side?
Yeah,
that's basically it.
If I'm claiming her as the main girl, then yeah, she's the main girl. If I'm claiming her, that's what I'm claiming.
Okay, Tom, but now, with this scenario that you got going on, with the scenario you got going on, you got two people at your house, right? Am I right with this so far?
Yeah, you're right. You got two people. You got one person there from last night and a newcomer.
Right. Now, Tama, let me just ask you, and I'm just asking this question. That's just like if you meet somebody, and let's just say, I guess I gotta ask this question: do you ask a motherfucker to be your girlfriend, or you just assume?
I ask. I don't assume nothing.
So you actually ask girls to be your girlfriend?
Yeah, I ask.
Dude, okay. I'm curious. How does that go?
If I felt the whole dynamic.
What about you people? Do you ask?
No.
Okay.
Fuck no.
See, when you assume, we all know what assume means.
I'm just asking.
It goes like this,
okay,
dog. If you
I'm
don't
asking
ask.
Everybody. Hold on, man. Now I'm asking everybody. Is Eric still on here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Do you ask the girl to be your girlfriend?
No, I don't.
All right, Janine, as a woman, do you ask him to be your boyfriend?
No, it just happens naturally, just from our relationship and us being together.
Right. That's what Eric advocates. So everybody that said no, we all assuming what she pretty much what Janine said, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of organic.
Yep.
No.
Because
yep.
I usually... Because it ain't like the man
no.
going to be like... Because it's not like the man going to be like... Oh, yeah, you just my side chick. He ain't going to tell me that. You see what I'm saying? He is not going to say that to me.
The arrogance with her pussy. That's crazy.
What?
I'm just saying men don't just come out and be like, you my side chick. That is not what you call. Well, some men
before
don't just come out and be like.
I just don't think people do it no more. I think after a certain age, that just stops.
All right, can I speak right now on this scenario? Okay. When it comes to a man choosing a woman, once you ask a woman that she do you want her to be your girlfriend, that's kind of desperate. You know what I mean? That just shit sounds just reeks of desperation. Now,
it goes like this, man. Now, all of y'all said, well, no, it just naturally happens. We just be in a relationship. To you. But you don't know what that other motherfucker feel because y'all ain't never had that conversation. So now when you go meet somebody and that person introduced you as a friend, then you're going to feel real fucking stupid.
Real fucking stupid.
Because in your mind, y'all together, but y'all ain't never talked about it. Y'all just assume we together. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Let me not go wood because I've never
Steve
had
Harvey lied to
me. Well, I don't assume shit, man, because I don't know how this person is really feeling about me. So I might think everything is going good. We maxing, we relaxing, we getting along together. We got great chemistry. Yeah, this my girlfriend. She might be thinking something totally different.
If you spend all time with me and give me all the dang on cookies that I want, hell, I'm assuming that you know you my damn girlfriend.
But
no.
If you ain't never had the conversation, how you going to... You introduce her as your girlfriend, and then she got that look on her face like, what?
And
everybody
in
the fucking room see that look. Everybody know what that look is.
And then that's my out.
If you fuck her two times, y'all go together.
Damn right, I still feel that.
Fuck knuckle. Fuck
I said three
no.
times,
until,
not two times, three times. Fuck
me
three times, we together.
Until a woman asks these words, so what are we? Y'all just fucking. Until that conversation come up, y'all just fucking. When she say, what are we?
Okay, so
what
is she actually moving with her before she say any of that? Like, okay, so what if she say, like, hey, we should move in together? Are y'all just fucking?
Well, yeah, that's pretty much automatic right now.
Until a woman asks you that cornering question, let that shit be. That's how you avoid the main chick side chick bullshit. Hey, we ain't never had no conversation about us going steady. So I thought I still could
not
do
going
this.
Steady. I don't even use that no more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But you know what I'm saying. Like we ain't never had that conversation on what are we. So until then, don't be looking silly when you see me with another chick, because I ain't going to do that when you with another nigga.
Oh, no, she can't handle another nigga. She can't handle another nigga. She can't handle another nigga. I can do what I want to do. She can't.
My nigga, man. That go my nigga right now. I'm trying to make sure my nigga got on here.
Look, if you even fuck with a chick that got other niggas that she fucking with, she already put herself in a recreational category.
You got that right.
What?
Unless you a tender dick, nigga.
Listen, as soon as
you fuck with a chick that says she fucking with a bunch of other niggas, she fucking with other niggas, she ain't already put herself in a recreational category. She had already disqualified herself for a relationship.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's common sense. But
well,
if you tempted, you...
No. Because some motherfuckers... I mean, man, come on. We finna keep this 100. We ran over, but we gonna keep this 100 real quick. Man, that's bullshit what you saying, simply because... Just like women, men also do the same shit. Oh, I can tame her ass. I can get her to stop fucking with them other niggas. So no, you can't say that.
Listen, bro, it's in fucking possible.
Okay, you saying it's impossible, but a lot of men feel like, all right, I can get her to stop being like that.
And guess what? All them niggas that said that and they got with that motherfucking chick, how they living right now?
Now, you know what, Doc? On some real shit, I know some motherfuckers that got the girl.
Okay, say that for a 40-year-old nigga chasing a 40-year-old chick with that mindset.
Okay. What's your point?
I'm talking about present day real nigga
present
on
day.
His shit.
What's your point? I hear what you're saying.
Meeting a damaged ass chick talking about some I can change her.
He gonna
change before she do, or he gonna be in jail for trying to help change her. Cause once a woman make it up in her mind what she gonna be, that's what she is.
I beg to differ, man. I think motherfuckers can change.
I respect your naivete.
First of all, nigga, I ain't never naive. let's get that straight right now. I ain't never been naive. I'm just a motherfucker that's just being more open-minded than maybe some motherfuckers that been closed-minded because of bullshit.
Man.
Bullshit happens
man,
all the time.
Bro.
I'm not finna... Hold on, bro. Let me finish. I'm not going to judge the world by one motherfucking female. I'm just not going to do it.
I won't do it neither. But once I see a pattern of females doing the same shit, hey,
okay,
man.
Okay, then I mean you've been fucking with the
is.
Wrong females.
It don't be me. I just see how they do niggas. Nowadays, man, the roles have been reversed. These hoes savage.
Look, and see, and this is where me and you differ at right there, dog. I don't feel every woman is a fucking savage. I feel like shit. Yeah, you got some that are. I'm not going to dispute what you're saying. You got some that are, but I'm not going to say that every fucking woman I meet is a savage. I'm just not. Right. I mean, some of these women out here just, hey. Some motherfuckers are good, some motherfuckers are bad. Hell, they say the same shit, and the same shit can be said about us men.
Listen, man. And niggas gonna hate me for when I say this. And I'm finna break bro number one code right now.
Don't you do it.
You know what I'm saying? So I really want to call you out on your bullshit, but I can't, because it go against the dick code, man. It just go against the real nigga dick code. So I'm going to say it like this. As long as you valuable to a woman,
She'll look past a lot of shit.
What's your
definition
of value? Right, that's what I was going to say. What do you mean by value?
What's your definition of value?
As long as you... Hold on, my GPS got a hold to me. As long as you are valuable to a woman.
And what's that?
She will tolerate a lot. It just depends on what that woman deems as value.
Okay, so
she
give me an
example.
She will
tolerate a lot of... Okay. Say you cheat on a woman, right?
Okay.
And this how savvy these motherfucking women be. You can cheat on her, and that motherfucker that's going to sit there and take all that shit, please believe she working on an exit strategy. But
all
she
right,
will finesse
still
you...
My question yet, dog. What is valuable? Like, are you said, like, because she financially taking care of them, or
whatever resource you provide, that's enough for her at that moment. She will tolerate that shit.
I gotta disagree with that.
Okay. Okay,
so,
bro.
Let me ask you something. Let's just say you lost your job.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't worked in a while. You know, shit, just couldn't find a job. I mean, this shit just wasn't in the cards right then and there.
But
now,
trust and believe, she ain't gonna throw in the cards right then and there if you got some longevity with her. But the clock is ticking, brother.
Is it? So okay then, what's the estimated time you would say?
I would say you got 6 months to get back on your shit before she start talking shit up to you.
No, you're right. I mean, I'm gonna say because I've actually had a woman. They told me that. I mean, if you lose your job, you got 6 months. I actually had a woman tell me that. I packed up and left.
Yeah.
Nah. I didn't
but
have my
it's
fair share,
okay.
But I didn't have my fair share of bad times, too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have my fair share of bad times. I know for a fact that a motherfucker... I probably would just motherfucker through pure hell. But nah, motherfucker didn't leave. And it was, trust me, it was longer than 6 months I was unemployed.
Okay.
So as me looking at your theory, I can't go along with it.
Okay, because you live some other than that. And I can understand it. But let me tell you what a kick in the dick is. You ready for the kick in the nuts?
Let me put my cup on. All right, I'm ready.
Most men will take a woman with nothing and literally fuck with her.
Okay.
That
was the kick in the nuts?
That's the kick in the nuts.
That a woman, most men to take a woman with nothing and fuck with her?
He will. Yeah.
She ain't coming with nothing.
And she ain't coming with nothing damn, because besides beauty, to that man's
she coming
eyes,
with
that's
something.
It.
So So don't say that she ain't coming with nothing. She got something you want.
She coming with pussy.
Okay, well, that's whatever it is, that's what you want. You act like you're not getting nothing.
But
and,
you
and
not getting nothing.
And that's your fault. You limiting yourself to just getting a woman, and that's all she offering you.
No, it's not. Because that's the traditional way of how men and women used to cohabitate. It's traditional.
So why you gotta still go by tradition? You don't have to live by tradition. That was the old ways.
But what I'm trying to tell you is in today's world, modern women want traditional niggas, but they want to be modern women. They want all the traditional shit from a man and none of the traditional shit a man want from a woman. And then get mad when a man demand that she be a traditional woman.
I mean, that right there, I don't know, since I've been out the game so long. But, you know, yeah, that's different. That's different. I don't know.
And say I'm lying, Janine, because now you're too quiet. I want you to really, really tell me I'm lying.
You just ain't picking the right person.
There are plenty of women.
Hold on. There are plenty of women who like their role as a woman who can still be modern. I like to cook. I clean. I do the washing. I still do everything that I do as a woman, not because he forces me to, just because that's the role I like to play.
Janine, you
that's,
a mama,
that's
though, so you got to do that shit anyway.
No, I don't. My kids are grown. So that's what I'm saying. My kids are grown. I don't have to do that. And I work. So my thing is, you know, I'm still the modern woman, but I still like my femininity. I still do the things a woman does. But every woman may not be like that. I'm not disagreeing with you, but there are still women out there that are like that, is what I'm saying.
Okay, so let's put it like this, Janine. Do you think in today's world your son going to get a woman like you in their future?
Actually, my son do got a woman like me. One of them do. The other one is he's single.
I wonder why.
What you mean?
Because
you wonder why.
You set an archetype in that boy's life that today, a lot of today's young women ain't gonna be willing to live up to.
My son is single is because he's in Japan and he is deployed in the army. That's why he's single. It ain't because he just can't find no woman.
Your son in the red light district right now.
Nice little Japanese woman. Yeah, I heard they very accommodating.
They very submissive. Very, very submissive. Might I add.
And he might find somebody I don't know. But, hell, I don't know. He just got over that not too long ago. So I'm just saying, he, you know, that's where he is right now. He only deployed for a few months, so.
Best thing you need to do, I ain't going to tell you what to tell him, but tell him don't get married in no motherfucking military. Because a lot of brothers get out there. And they be first thing they want to do is get married, get that BAQ, and live off base. Worst thing, they'll ruin their fucking life doing that shit. But
all right, John, we done went way over. We 20 minutes over.
Oh, shit.
Now they going to cut us off soon. All right, Eric, since you the newest one on there, you got any last words for us, man?
No, I mean, it was fun. Like, that's the only thing I'd say, man. It was great listening to the show. It was my first time, and I had a great time. Great advice, and I appreciate it.
All right. No problem. No problem. Man, my
Marley, what you
like
got
much.
For us, man?
Right, shit. Man.
Another good show. You know what I'm saying? I'll listen to the rest of it tonight, and y'all be easy.
Peaceful.
Yo.
What's your last words,
bro? My last words is, Ed, you got lucky tonight. This is one of our most coolest conversations we ain't had between me and your sister Janine, because it goes left field. You might not like me after if I get an hour or two with you and on here with your sister, because she's a firecracker.
Okay.
Alright, Janine, what you got?
It was a good show. Good talking with y'all. I'll be back next week.
Oh shit, I'm gonna be on time next week.
Me too. See, I fucked around and got involved with some other shit. That's my
Marley, time. You always say that shit. Go ahead, man. What
hey,
you got, dog?
I'm in a truck.
Y'all know what it is, man. SensityRadioShow.org, man. Hit us up on that motherfucker. It's still on the popping. Don't check us out. You know what we got. Got the record. Hey, don't forget the book, man. Y'all know. If y'all get a chance, grab a copy of that motherfucker, Unbreakable. Amazon, Zachary Scott, Unbreakable. Get y'all a copy if you ain't got one yet. I know we still got the cartoons. Everything's still out, so fuck with us. Oh, Kazon.com. All
right, y'all, on that note. Janine, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm very impressed. Very impressed. I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking
too,
about,
girl.
But
I'm proud of you too, boo boo.
Thank you, Marley.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh,
all right, y'all, on that note,
me.
Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, hair grease. God bless. Good night. Everybody stay safe.
Until next week, GMO.